We are learning Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah of Choymer Be'erchin. Zok the Mishnah. Choymer Be'arochin Be'medarim. Erchin has a chumra over regular Adarim, Ketzad. Ha'oymer Erki Alai. A person says, I want to give my own Erech to Hekdesh, Umeis, and the person dies. Yitnu Ha'yarshim. The Yarshim have to give, he was Mechayiv himself to give Erechin, and then he died. The Yarshim have to give it, and this, we'll see in the Gemara why the Yarshim, I'm a Shubit for that, but the Erechin works automatically because you know the value of his Erechin the minute he says the Neder. The Me'alai, if it says, I want to pay my value, Umeis, and he dies, lead to Yarshim. The Yarshim don't have to give anything. Why? Because you can't evaluate him anymore. He's dead. A dead person has no evaluation. She'ain dom l'meisim. There's no worth to meisim. Therefore, since he died before they can evaluate him, there is no chiyuv for the Yarshim to give anything to Hekdesh. Erech Yodi Erech Ragli Elai. A person says, I want to give, this person's alive and he's staying alive, he wants to give the Erech of his hand over his foot. Le'am Maklum, it's nothing. Because the Erech has to be on something that's nefasha, it has to be on something that's your life. Erech Reishi Erech Kvedi Elai, no, it's an Erech Hu. Then you give the whole thing because that's Dovash HaShama Tluyabai. And we say Erech Reishi, it's Kilu you said, I want to give Erech of my whole entire guf. Zeh Klal, Dovash HaShama Tluyabai, no, it's an Erech Kulai. Anything that's HaShama Tluyabai, you give the entire Erech. If someone says, I want to give chatzi erich yalai, I want to give half my value of erichin. No, you say chatzi erich, I give half. Let's say erich chatzi yalai, I want to give the erich of half my being. Then no, you say erich kula, you give the whole erich. Why? Because if you half your guf, that's the shama, it's davash ha-shama tluya boy. Half your body is for sure davash ha-shama tluya boy. If you're missing half your body, you wouldn't live. Therefore, give the entire erich. That's by erichin. What about by hektish, by regular damim? Chatzi dami alai, I want to give half my value I'm worth as an eved. No, chatzi dami, give half the value. Demei chatzi alai, I want to give the money of half of me. No, it's demei kuloi. For the same reason, of course, it's dava hashama tluyaboy. Half my body is shama zana tluyaboy. Zeh klal, dava hashama tluyaboy, no, it's demei kuloi. You're giving the whole entire value. One more case of the Mishnah, which is similar to other cases. Ha'ima erech shaplaini alai. A person says, I want to give erech shaplaini. Even if the noyder and nidder both die, yitnu hayarshim, because we don't have to evaluate anyone. Erech is automatic, and since he made it before he died, it's the yarshim achayiv. Dom shaplaini alai umeis. You say I want to give the money of that person umeis hanoyder noyder die yitnu hayarshim, because the subject is still available to evaluate. Umeis hanidder, if the subject dies, yitnu hayarshim shein dom lemeisim. There is no domim lemeisim. You can't evaluate him anymore. There's nothing more to evaluate. Zogt de Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Choymer b'nedarim v'be'erchin. There's a chumra over nedarim, over erchin. Shanedarim cholam al behema chayiv v'oif. Ve'inedarim v'hesed yad. There's two more chumras of nedarim of erchin. We have before a chumra dar erchin that they say demei yodei alai. You evaluate it. Now there's two more over here of the nedarim have a bigger chumra than erchin. What are they? Nadarim chalam behem v'chayev oif, the chalam behem v'chayev and oif, and erechin is only chal on a person. V'eni doidim hesigyad. Not a chumra nadarim is, they don't get this heter that they shots up if the guy could afford it or not. V'ashenkin v'erechin, where he has hesigyad, and it's not chal on a behem. Chayim v'erechin v'nadarim, what's the chumra of erechin over nadarim, ketzad? Oma erki alai, someone says, I want to give my erech. Well, mason, the person dies. Yitnu yarshim demei, yarshim. The rest of the pay for it. The male life is want to give my value amaze, lo yinu yarshim wash, and don't amaze him because a dead person has no worth. So that's a chumra by erechin that even if he dies, he still has to give the erechin. The yarshim have to give the erechin because that we know the value. But a shaken evaluation of a person, if he's dead, there's no evaluation to him. Shain don't amaze him. So the Mara explains, oma erechin lai amaze yitnu yarshim, shmami no, we see from here, milva peh, gave him a yarshim. Is that true? Milva peh has gave him a yarshim? What? Why? Why? They're going push the pasuk din. We said we'll explain in the Gemara. The Mishnah says that if you say erechin alai, the yarshim have to pay. Why do yarshim have to pay? Does the milva pay a gerven a yarshim? So the Gemara, no. Shani hachad the milva ksuva b'tayra. It's a milva that's written in the Torah, therefore it's stronger. So the Gemara, shmami na milva ksuva b'tayra ksuva shtar dami. Are you telling me we'll learn from here that milva ksuva b'tayra ksuva shtar dami? It's a machlekes in the Gemara. It's also about that. And if the Gemara hakamay skinan kashu amad b'din. He was amad b'din that is chayiv the erechin before he died, and therefore it's like. It's written in a star. That's a kuliyama. If it's Oma Medin, it's like written in a star. So the Kavasei, Gabi Domi, Alai, if a person just said, don't say Erechin, says, I want to pay my value, it's Oma Medin, am I late in the Yarshim, it's Oma Medin, why don't the Yarshim give? So the Gemara, you know why? Because the Me'alai Mechus Umdeno, you have to make an evaluation. Even though he's Amad Vedin, that he's Chayiv to do this, but he didn't do an evaluation yet. Erech Eilai Lemechus Leiklum. It's not Mechus anything. We know the evaluation, and therefore, it's Chayiv, the Yarshma Chayiv. We learned in the Mishnah, Erech Yodi Viragli Alai. So it says, you don't have to give anything, because it's not Dava Shana Shama Tluyabai. You don't have to give anything. There's no Erech in that. It's a Mishnah before, so. You have to give the money. The Mishnah says, you don't give anything. Zotamar, you're right. Loyama Kolom L'Rabbanan. That's going to go into Rabbanan. Rav Gidl is passing like Rameyer. Renoisin the Mehel L'Rameyer. What's Rameyer sheet that we had before? Odom, Ein Odom Moitzi Dvar V'Atala. He doesn't say something for nothing. So he said, Erech Yodi Elai, and it's no Erech, and it must be. He means to say he wants to give the value. Freite Gemara, Amrach HaDezimno. We already have a member like that. Amrach Gidl Marav. Ha'im Erech Kli Zeh Elai. If someone says, I want to give the Erechin of a Kli, we know there's no Erechin on a Kli. No, he's in Dhamma, you give the value of the Kli. So you see already what Rav Gidl says like Rav Meir. So what's the Chiddush over here? There we understand Rav Meir, why? Because everyone knows there's no Erechin on a Kli. And he means to say Shem Dhamma. V'hocha, mitikotoi, the Sava, he thinks, kehechid ike Erech roishi v'erach kvedi. Just like if you just say Erech on a head or on the liver, the loch is that it's a good Erechin. So ikanami Erech yodi v'erach ragli. Maybe yodi ragli also you have an Erechin. Ava domi lo kavim, it doesn't mean to say evaluation of money. Kamashvalon, no. Kamashvalon, you still can say, it still means, piramea, inandam maitzvah atala, it still means to say the domim alai. When it can't be an erich, it means domim alai. So, the Gemara Vayit explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, erich reishi v'erich kvedi noisin erich kuli give the entire erich. Why? My time. And a fashis come rachmona. It says, nefashis, and this is domim shana shama tluya ba, and therefore, you have to give the whole entire money of the Erechin. Zeh klal dov shomot liba. The Mishnah says zeh klal. Everything shomot liba. What's it adding on? Last three minakuba lemaila. So we maisif minakuba. One of the yudches treifis is makuba lemaila, which means if you're missing a foot from above the knee, that's dangerous already, and that's also dov shomot liba. Taisus asks why I picked this out of all the 18 treifis. Taisus says there's a chiddush because Rav Shimon taka argues on this one, so therefore this is a bigger chiddush. So the Gemara Vayta, Chatzi Erki Elai Noisin, Tana Rabbanim. Chatzi Erki Elai Noisin Chatzi Erchai. If someone says, I want to pay half my Erech, I give Chatzi Erchai. Rish Huda Eber Loike V'Noisin Erech Shalom. He's Loike, and he has to give the entire Erech. Break the Gemara, Loike am I? Why is he getting Malkus? Or Rav Papa, what it means is Loike B'Erech Shalom. You give him a Knatz, that even though he said, I want to pay only half my Erech, you have to give the entire Erech. Why? Because by Erech Chatziyav, we said, but you have to give the whole thing. So you only get mixed up. You can say, oh, so Erech, when I say I want to give half my Erech, I only give half. So if I do Erech Chatzi, Erech of half my body, I also have to give half. Zok the Gemara, this is what he says. So you got to get mixed up. Zok the Zman Yomar, it's a Knas, and you pay Erech Shalim. That's Lashon Loike. We make you pay the whole entire Erech. The Mishnah Vayta, Chatzi Domi Elai, Noisin, you know, you give half your money. Dmei Chatzi Elai, it's Dovah Shalom Tluya Boy. My time, I don't say the Pasuk Dovah Shalom Tluya Boy. It doesn't say it. It says it over here. It says it by Erechin. So tomorrow is a Hekish Erechin to Nedar. My time, a Nedar by Erechach on a Fashu Ksiv is a Hekish Nedar to Erechin. Zeh Akal Dovah Shalom Tluya Boy. Let's see, when I Kuvel Amayla, same thing. This was when Maisev, one of the Yudchas Treyfais. That even by Dmei Elai, you have that also. Tanur Rabbanon, Hamarich, Chatzi Erech, Kli. Let's say someone says, I want to give half the Erech of a Kli. Rameyah Menesh Dama, you have to give the whole money. Why? Because Eon Damoy Tzidwar Levatala. And therefore, he has to give half the value of it. That's what you have to give half the value. Rachamim Leah Maklom, he didn't say anything. So, which Chacham is? We're going to talk about this. Rava Chalosh or Rava Chalosh, Olagabe Abayv Rabbanam, Yasu Kamri. They came to Rava, to Vakchal. They asked him a question, learning. So the Bishlemer Ameya, we understand. Because Sava Eir the Moitz Devar Levatala, Loish Dakulosh Nechetsi. Either way, it's not Moitz Levatala. The Rabbanam Maika Sava. The Rabbanam who argue Ameya over here. What do they hold? Eir the Moitz Devar Levatala. If the Kulo Nami say a Chiddush, even when he says the Kuloi called the Erech Kulei Kli Alai, still it's nothing. Why do you say a case of chatzi? The end of Moshe Rabbeinu Talal, the filling chatzi and ami also should be kaddish. So Amar Lahu, Rava Vabaya, or Omalu Rabbam, depending on the gears is over here, that the Omalu Vabaya, who asked the Kasha? It looks like maybe Rava asked the Kasha. So Omalu Hu, Rava Vabaya Rava, they answered, or does the gears say Omalu Rabba? It's a shot on the gears of who asked the question. But either way, one of them already answered back. The Hacha, the Rabbanon, the Hacha Kramea Svile. The Rabbanon here, Agramea, hold like Kramea. And they also hold the Rav Shimon, so like Rav Shimon. So like Rav Meir, Dama, Ere, Moitz, Dvar, Levatala. Therefore, you have to reckon with his words. You're not saying nothing. But with so like Rav Shimon, Dama, Shem, Snadik, Derecham, Snadvim, there's such a thing, Rav Shimon holds, that even when you have a Taitch's words to mean other things, it has to be he made the Nedek, Derecham, Snadvim. And for example, Rav Shimon says, if someone says, Arei Alay Mincha, Minasairim, it means nothing. He's Stam talking. Because you can't say that it means something else, because it's so off mark, Minasairim, that it means nothing. So Rav Shimon here also is in a hole like that. Because here, Kulai Orchel Esnudveh. Don't want to makdish the whole thing. Palgi Lav Orchel Esnudveh. And since he did a palgi here, Erech Palgi, so therefore, since it's not a normal way of making a Dhamma, we don't find tight your words to mean that it's Dhamma of Alai. So talking about one more Gemara. The end of the Mishnah tells us a very similar halacha. It says, if someone says Erechin, and then either the Neder or the Neder dies, it's told the Yerushim have to give. Either the subject or the guy who made the Neder dies, you have to give it, because Erechin, you don't need a valuation. But Domo Shal Ploini Alai, and the Neder died, then Yitnu HaYerushim. But the Neder dies, then Lo Yitnu HaYerushim, because Ain Domo Lemesim. Because the subject dies, there's no Domo Lemesim. So what's the Chiddush of this? So, what are we talking about? The Yerushim are paying us if Erechin. So, it's the same thing with the Erechin. What are we telling us? So, tomorrow, the end of the last group is the Chiddush. Sefer Tzrichle. The case is Domov Shaplani Alai, Omeisa Noider. He says, Domov Shaplani Alai, and Noider dies. It says, Yitnu al Yerushim. The Yerushim have to give. It means you evaluate the Neder, and the Yerushim have to give. So, Mao the Tema, Kim Dloy Amduhu. Since Bishas, when he was alive, they didn't evaluate the subject of the neder. So maybe loy shtab in the chassi. Even with Amar Vadin, there's no shtib in the chassi. Why not? Because they didn't evaluate the guy yet. So there was no chiv yet. Kamash lo, no. Even the Amar Vadin, the shtubud is shtubud. He's the chassi ma'am shubud. But umdina, the evaluation is gilu milsav amos. It's just gilu milsav amos, how much he has to pay. But that's right enough to be chayiv. And that's the chiddush of the seifa, that even when the neder dies, as long as the neder, which is the subject of the neder, is alive, you're still going to be chayiv to pay for the neder. And just to speak out one more thing, that if the neder dies, if the subject of the neder dies, even if the neder is alive, it won't pay either, because there's no evaluation for any mace. That's the halacha. Okay, so we got up to the Mishnah.